shabby. And coming up next on Spox Talk is the Toig Effect.
Welcome to the Toig Effect. This is your host, Toig. Today, we discuss the origins of Labor Day and how the U.S. not only started a good thing, but subsequently moved it due to ideological reasons. Today, we discuss how May Day is Labor Day. Our modern celebration of Labor Day as a working-class holiday developed from the U.S. workers' struggle for the 8-hour day in 1886. The workers in America began fighting for an 8-hour day in the 1860s, just after the Civil War. The struggle met its apex on May 1st, 1886, at Haymarket Square in Chicago. Chicago was the major industrial center of the U.S. That day, police attacked striking workers from the McCormick Harvester Company, killing 6. Nothing more was said about the police abuse that day. They were never tried, these policemen, nor sentenced for this illegal act. On May 4th, at a demonstration in Haymarket Square to protest the police brutality, a bomb exploded in the middle of a crowd of police, killing 8 of them. The police arrested 8 anarchists, trade unionists, claiming they threw the bombs. To this day, the subject is still one of controversy. The question remains whether the bomb was thrown by the workers at the police or whether one of the police's own agent provocateur dropped it in their haste to retreat from charging workers. There is ample proof on both sides of this story. In what was one of the most infamous show trials in America in the 19th century, the state of Illinois convicted these men as much for being union members as for being suspects in the case. They were unionists fomenting revolution and stirring up the working class, and they had to be taught a lesson. Albert Parsons, August Spies, George Engel, and Adolf Fischer were found guilty and executed by the state of Illinois. In Paris, in 1889, the International Working Men's Association declared May 1st an international working class holiday in commemoration of the Haymarket martyrs. The red flag became the symbol of the blood of working class martyrs in their battle for workers' rights. But the U.S. government couldn't accept the fact that unionists could actually create a public holiday. As the international holiday grew across the globe and here in the United States, the government sought to distance itself from the very American group that had started this day. Wikipedia has this to say about the move to September. Quote, "The origins of the American Labor Day can be traced back to the Knights of Labor in the United States and a parade organized by them on September 5th, 1882 in New York City. with the event of Chicago's Haymarket riots in early May of 1886, President Grover Cleveland believed that a May 1st holiday could become an opportunity to commemorate the riots. Thus, fearing that it might strengthen the socialist movement, he quickly moved in 1887 to support the position of the Knights of Labor and their date for Labor Day. When we observe Labor Day being celebrated around the world on May 1st, we need to remember that this holiday was started by Americans pursuing the American dream. Our own flesh and blood spilled the same on the streets of Chicago to give us this special day. And even if the government wants to move it to deglorify the socialists for creating it in the first place, it couldn't stop it in its entirety. Now the world celebrates our tribute to the worker, and we do too, only in a weird sort of way. We now have the first Monday in September after the fourth or fifth Thursday in August, betwixt the last full moon in August and the first full moon in September, unless the first full moon in September happens before the first Monday in September, at which point the first criteria... For the Toig Effect, this is Toig.
When Dell Computer needs a technician to provide their award-winning service in southern Vermont, who do they call? Chester Microchips. And perhaps you should too. Whether you need to troubleshoot a problem, upgrade your system, network your computers, or build a website, Chester Microchips can help. With over 15 years of experience in the computer industry, Chester Microchips has been providing expert computer service to individuals in business in Windsor and Windham counties since 1999. They are centrally located on the Green and Chester, best reached by telephone at 802-875-2016 or on the web at chester-chips.com. That's it for this week's Toig Effect on Spock.